Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
I'm very good, thank you, considering.
Right, I wanted to ask you, this is like a doctor's surgery, I wanted to ask you about, I've got this Brexit problem. I have the words of, I think you it was a few months back, you were saying it's just not going to happen, it was the wrong result, basically, and the powers that be are going to make sure, I mean, one way or the other, you know, just dream on if you think it's actually going to happen. And until Thursday, it looked like you were totally wrong. But actually now, one can see how the whole thing could actually never happen.
I'm sorry to hear about your Brexit.
Yes.
I mean, I've kind of flip-flopped a little bit. I mean, I thought it wasn't going to happen on the basis that it was ridiculously against everybody's interest, or rather the people who want it. It was against their interest, and the people didn't want it. It was against their interest not to have it. And it's against the, you know, the Labour Party's whole credo up to that time to support it. But they've all gone and done it because of the calculus, effectively, of the UKIP vote. And they proved to be absolutely right. UKIP vote collapsed. Everybody went back to Labour. Labour, you know, has caused a bit of a mess, or rather Tories have caused their own mess as well. And so the reason to be pro Brexit is purely electoral, because, you know, if the Labour Party goes against Brexit, then they're all going to go back to the UKIP and they're going to be out in the wilderness again. So it's a kind of a lemming like stampede to the cliff. And I'm always amazed at how pro Brexit everybody is, you know, outside of the political framework. And they are totally into this kind of kamikaze self-immolation thing of being a, you know, isolated and much poorer country, which, you know, I take off my hat to them. So be it. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, England has often been a very small and isolated country, even though our official history doesn't say as much. It has been. And so maybe we'll all thrive with that in the future. So I think that everybody knows in the political area that the actual Brexit process is going to be a complete catastrophe, and we're going to be absolutely strung upside down and nailed to a tree by the EU, and for very good political reasons from them. And also, got to understand, politicians enjoy doing that. I mean, that's kind of what they enjoy doing. So they're going to get a triple whammy shot at the UK. A, they get revenge on the UK being pain in the rear. B, they have to make sure that it happens to gel Europe together. And C, they're going to enjoy it. So that reality was why this whole election was fought, so that they have 2 years to repair a disastrous, super hard Brexit exit. And they've got that. Now, whether they can hold it together that long, or whether there'll be an election in the autumn, is another matter. But Labour has to support Brexit, otherwise a lot of its voters are going to go back to the UKIP. The Tory party has said, right, well, you know, it's 50-50 with us, so let's follow the mandate. So I don't see how they can back out of it, however catastrophic it will be for the economy of the country, and however hard it's going to be on the people that voted for it. I mean, most people that voted for it don't realise already they're 10% worse off. I mean, they don't even realise that. So, you know, when you're dealing with that level of financial sophistication, they probably won't even notice as we go backwards 10 or 20% in GDP, and as the City of London leaves, they won't notice. They'll probably clap, actually. No, bankers, ha-ha, they've all gone away. Oh, excellent. So, you know, that's all to come, I think.
But isn't the case that people who are 10% worse off, people who have got nothing, hardly anything in the first place? So if you've got a grand in your pocket and you've got down to £900, it really doesn't make any difference, does it?
Well, you're confusing cash flow and liquid assets with actual, you know, equity. And a lot of people have got a fair amount of equity. You know, they've got their houses, you know, they've got their way of lives. And actually, if you are in the situation where cash flow is marginal and your liquid capital is marginal, you go from being, you know, scraping by to not scraping by. So even a small percentage can make a big difference to those on the margin. And of course, a lot of people on the margin were the very people that voted for Brexit, whereas those who, you know, the people that need protecting by a European socialist superstate are the people that voted to bail out of it in general, which is kind of ironic. But happened in America, the Turkeys voted for Trump. And, you know, it's Trump will probably be very hard on the people that voted for him overall. And the people that wanted to vote Democrat and the kind of social state that the Democrats represent are the well-off people who are going to get punished by it. So I think the new politics is that the Turkeys vote for Christmas. And I think we should watch out for that as time passes.
I think, yeah, but isn't it the case that people actually voted? But the reason they were anti-EU because they were anti-freedom of movement. If you took out the freedom of movement aspect, probably even the most hardline Brexiteer would say, yeah, we'll keep the single market, and you know, it's probably okay to be in the EU. So, but there's never going to be a referendum on freedom of movement, is there?
Well, yes, I think the freedom of movement was a very important part, but I do think that people have swallowed the media line of Europe being this corrupt, out of touch, going to fall to pieces, incompetent, lazy, bad.
Yeah, but we already have that in Westminster, so that wasn't really that. There was no difference there, is there?
No, sure, but the media hadn't been selling how bad Westminster is and how we should get rid of it. But they have been pretty hard selling the anti-European theme in most of the commonly read newspapers for years and upon years. And, you know, everybody still believes the euro is going to fall to pieces, even though the blooming thing gets, you know, remains very strong. So, you know, everyone thinks, oh, Europe's going to fall to pieces on zero evidence, right? So, and that's really just a media thing, in fact, a American propaganda thing. You know, everyone swallowed it hook, line and sinker. They'll happily go on holiday. They'll happily have little cottages over there. They'll happily live in Europe and get on a plane to come to work like the taxi drivers do. But I don't want Britain to be in it. So if you can't see cognitive dissonance there, then I don't know really, you know, what's going on. Ultimately, the anti-European sentiment in Great Britain has been strong for a long time. It's not just all about immigration. Obviously, the immigration thing may or may not go away now. We will see at the end of the process, it'll be extremely hard Brexit. We'll be cut loose in the cold ocean of the Atlantic. And that'll probably be great for character because all those turkeys, all those turkeys that voted for Christmas are going to take a pretty severe stuffing.
Well, you make me feel very hungry now, actually, Clem. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at advfn.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Goodbye.